Looking ahead at lawn management, we're visiting today with Doug Soldot, Department of Soil Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Doug, we've had an unusual winter, it seems. Anything to be concerned about with our lawns this spring?
Yeah, so people are starting to think about their lawns. It has been really unusual, but there's nothing in the weather pattern that I've seen that makes me especially nervous about any one particular thing. All in all, still pretty good shape for our lawns.
What kind of recommendations do you have for lawn owners?
One of the most common mistakes people make is going out and doing too much to their lawn too early, because it'll come out brown. Some people come out and try to dethatch the lawn where they kind of pull up all the brown stuff. Really what you're just doing is preparing the seedbed for weeds to come in. And weeds need some sunlight and they need good soil contact, and that's what you're doing when you're dethatching. So the best thing to do is just wait.
When should people start taking lawn care more seriously?
One cool thing that happens over winter is there's a ton of soil microbes that live in near the roots, and they have a lot of the nutrients in them. Many of them will die and release those nutrients, so that there's a lot of nitrogen in the soil early in the spring. And that's one thing you'll notice, you know, when it snows in March and the snow melts and all of a sudden the grass is just like bright green. That's like a free Mother Nature fertilization. And so there's no need to go out and fertilize your lawn in March or April, even early May. So really the first time we recommend people go out and start adding nutrients to a lawn would be about Memorial Day.
And Doug, is there anything new in the world of lawn grasses, lawn grass varieties?
This past year we've been studying one called Bella Bluegrass. It's a variety of Kentucky bluegrass. And what's unique about it is it basically doesn't grow. So we laid down the sod, and it's only available in sod right now, and we mowed it once a month. Sometimes when we mowed it monthly, you looked at it and said, I'm not sure if it needs it or not. So it was really, really slow-growing grass.
And what are the advantages of that?
I think everybody says, like, I wish my grass would be green and not grow. And that's what this grass does. It's green, it doesn't grow, you don't have to mow it. Presumably, it's using less water and fertilizer, so there's a lot of environmental benefits you can think of. But the concerns we have about something like that is, how will it recover from damage? Most people dislike mowing their lawn, but that's how the lawn rejuvenates and repairs itself. So one of the things we're concerned about is slow or low-growing grass is, you know, how well is it going to hold up over time?
We've been visiting with Doug Soldot, Department of Soil Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.